Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Well, this fast-moving show continues to roll right along. Mike Fisher we had in the first hour. You just heard Richard Deitch from The Athletic, and now Blue Jays catcher and Nashvillean Caleb Joseph. Caleb, how you doing?
What's going on? Been a while.
It has been a while. What have you been up to?
Oh, just doing baseball things, doing yard work, running errands, taking out the trash, all the fun things we get to look forward to when baseball season's over.
Oh, you're a human. After baseball, you're a human being?
Yeah.
Okay, you do normal stuff?
Tough transition, but, you know, it takes about a week to get back into it, but we're in good shape.
You don't swipe one of the equipment guys or something, bring him home and make him do all the chores?
I've thought about it. It's amazing. Get home and start knocking out that honey-do list, and before you blink, it's 3x larger than when it started.
Yeah, that's how it works. Before we get into World Series stuff, how was this awkward year, this weird season that nobody ever thought we would ever talk about when it comes to a Major League Baseball season, but how was it going through it?
It was pretty odd, Darren. It was, I had experience playing with no fans in the stands.
You have.
One game, but to do an entire season with nobody there was just odd. I hope it never happens again. I'm very happy that we were able to get through the 60-game season, that so far it looks like we're going to get through the postseason. And that's really was our ultimate goal, but it was odd. It was weird. It wasn't as much fun. Glad that we did it. Glad that the fans were able to see it on TV. But from a player's perspective, it didn't really meet expectations in terms of what we're used to. And, you know, sometimes you forget how much energy and passion and emotion that the fans bring to the stadiums each and every night. And boy, it was tough getting going every day. The protocols, routines, being kind of locked away from everybody else. It just for me personally, it wasn't as fun. And hope that we can get back to normal next year.
Yeah, we had Kirk Casale on. I guess we're going back to back days with MLB catchers, and he said the same thing. Like it, you know, You had to do what you had to do to get through this season, but he. And I think you probably all feel this way. Like, you don't ever want to do that again. No fans. It's just not the same. I even talked to him about, do you have to change things up because you don't have the normal distractions going on, right, throughout the course of a game. Certain ballparks are sold out. They're packed. It's loud. There's, you know, constant stuff going on. And now you're in this, you know, quiet environment with piped-in stuff. Did you actually, you know, I didn't know if it was a silly question or not, but did you have to actually change some things because you don't have any of that going on around you?
I wouldn't say a ton there, but you do have to watch your mouth.
Yeah, he said that. He told a story,
right?
Yeah. Like talking in the dugout, like you can normally badmouth the umpire, you know, in the dugout, nobody can hear. And he said they got caught doing that, and he came over and said, shut the you know what up.
Yeah, that's those type of things you have to adjust in terms of actual game situation stuff. It was like playing a backyard sandlot game all over again, and you know, where you kind of everybody can hear everybody talking, and you try and mouth words versus actually speaking, whereas during the season, you know, you get that crowd noise. It was, you know, for some of the young kids that made their debuts this year, it's almost, I almost feel bad for them because they're, you know, that they're experiencing the big leagues, they're experiencing that for the first time, but it's not even remotely close to what it feels like. I mean, just playing in that playoff game versus Tampa in that arena for two games in Tampa, a wild card series, it was unbelievable. I'm going, this is just incredible that this is a playoff series. There's 100 fans here. There's no media. There's no nothing. You guys have no idea how amazing this experience really is, but it is about a 10% of what it really normally feels like, looks like, smells like, all of it. So I felt bad for him, but you just have to do what you can during that season.
That team you're on, that Blue Jays team, was a fun team to watch. Did you sense that, you know, obviously they've got some young kids that, you know, people recognize their names and they grab your attention and it looks like the future is incredibly bright. But what was your experience like with Toronto this year?
Yeah, their team is stacked. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before with so many young, above average major leaguers in terms of potential, outlook, stuff, moxie, attitude, instincts. I'm incredibly impressed with what, you know, the GM and president and the staff there in Toronto have been able to do in terms of getting 15 to 18 guys with 5 years of team control. It reminds me a little bit of kind of what the Rays have done a little bit in terms of how their roster is set to compete for not only just this year and have to restart and get that free agent and get this and fill this hole and that hole, but they have incredible team control for the next 3 to 5 years. This is exactly what Toronto has done. It didn't surprise me one bit when you just look at the overall stuff. What surprised me the most was the way that everybody kind of carried themselves and the way they approached the season. It didn't feel like 15 to 18 first-year players, first-year rookies. Incredibly impressed by Biggio, Bichette, and Guerrero. These kids are – it's amazing how the different approach that they bring because they've been around the game since probably birth.
Yeah.
And been around that level since birth.
Mm-hmm.
And their instincts are just incredible. I mean, light years ahead of where I was when I got to the big leagues. And
that's
it was really,
that's interesting.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Really
that's,
cool.
That's interesting that you bring that up, Kayla, because we've talked about that on the show because, you know, what that does, how much of advantage is that? You know, I think when we first started talking, I'll never forget, Willie, you'll remember this. We were at Centennial Sportsplex. We were there for a Predators training camp, and Peter LaViolette came over and sat down at our table, and we did a really long interview with him, and it was coming off like basically Patrick Mahomes bursting onto the scene and, you know, just tearing it up. And I was asking him about the advantages a kid growing up in a locker room, albeit another sport, because dad played baseball, right?
Yes.
But what that does for, you know, my kid is not going to grow up in locker rooms because dad doesn't play. Dad may talk sports. Dad doesn't play sports. And what kind of advantage that is for a kid, like you said, those kids all grew up, you know, their whole lives running around in locker rooms, right, in clubhouses, and what kind of advantage that is, because you didn't have that.
Exactly. Huge advantage, and for a very long time. I think you're talking about between 14 and 20 years that each one of those
right.
guys were playing in the big leagues. It's not a cup of coffee. This is a huge chunk of their childhood, and it was pretty odd. I went up to Vladimir when I first saw him back in spring training 2.0 in Toronto, and I had to remind him, hey, you know, I have actually played in a spring training game with your dad on the same team. Now I get to hit both Vladimir Guerrero's up. So that was, you know, in my head and in my brain, I'm still like 23. I'm right in it with these guys. I mean, I've just been drafted. I'm coming up. I'm part of the core. But, you know, reality is I'm 34 years old, and I've actually played with his dad, you know. So it was unique, but huge. You can just tell they're incredibly comfortable, and I don't really know how. I love metaphors and being able to try and bring metaphors to situations where other people could understand, but I really can't have one here in terms of just the comfort level. It's not as if you walk into a major league clubhouse as a 12-year-old, 15-year-old, and you just magically have the gifts. But it's just it'd be like going, you know, somewhere for the first time, not knowing, that kind of anxiety, just a little bit, and then seeing, oh, this is not that bad. I feel like I can do this. I fit in. This is comfortable for me. And then doing that every day for a long time. And so when that opportunity comes, it is as second nature as possible. And so you feel fit right in. But those guys, they were amazing. I was very impressed with especially that trio.
We're talking to Toronto Blue Jays catcher Caleb Joseph, longtime big league catcher, grew up right here in Middle Tennessee, Franklin High School, Lipscomb University. Caleb, you will appreciate this. You're probably the best person to put it into words, especially today. The impact of Mookie Betts, without just looking at his batting average and the home runs, last night he changed the game with the two stolen bases and the great base running, scoring on the chopper to first with the infield in. Take us into the mind of the catcher when a guy like that gets on base, and you got a pitcher like Glasnow who's got a little command issue. You're trying to get him locked in, but just the distraction that he provides, I thought that was everything to that game.
It is. It changed the complexion of it, changed the momentum, changed everything. And that's what heady, instinctual players do. They know the times are there. Glasnow's 1-5, 1-6 of the plate, could care less really about holding them on, cares more about throwing 100 miles an hour. And reality is, you have a guy that can run, has great instincts, knows the game, has practiced it very, very routinely, and is not going to run wild, knows what he's doing, gets out there, you turn a walk or a base hit or something into a triple. And when you get a guy like that on base, you know, your main goal is to keep them off base, because you know anything that allows them to get to first base is now basically a triple. And a guy standing on third base, because you have really no shot as a catcher. You have no chance. You could have the best arm in the world, the fastest transfer in the world, and you just don't have the time. It's impossible. And to ask a player like Glasnow to change everything in game one of a World Series just to keep a runner on is not going to happen. And so Mookie knows that. He's going to take full advantage of it and turns it into a triple. Now you basically have a very softly, well, wouldn't say softly, but a ground ball that ends up scoring a run when, if he doesn't do that, possibly double play. Are we having this conversation? Who knows? So incredibly instinctual play. It's what winning plays look like. And this guy's brought a different look to this Dodgers team. They're tough. They're really tough. And they've always, I guess the last 4 or 5 years, they've been really solid with a lot of the same players you've had. Something about getting Mookie has just sent them over the top. And you can tell the way they look at him. They look at him as if he is the guy. And everybody said, well, yeah, Caleb, he's got $300-some million, you know, to be the guy. But there's a lot of great players on that team, too, and he came in and looked like he just took the reins as a leader. And I'm happy for him, because I really like Mookie a lot.
You know, and there's very few guys like him. We all know that. He's very special. But I just would love to see a little more of that ingredient thrown into the game. Like it was in my generation growing up, there was more emphasis on the running game. It just is action. It's fun to watch, right? There's stuff going on there. But, you know, you can't, as they say, you got to be able to get on base. You can't steal first base. And I know what they're looking for now, but, boy, I love the element of action that he brings in.
You're trying to get me in trouble, Willie.
I know everybody. This is always the old school, to get off my lawn, guys. But, you know, the game, we love the action that part of the game brings, and it has been de-emphasized a little bit, fair to say.
100%. I'm 100% agreement with you. I don't care. I'm like I said, I'm 34, probably on my way out. I'll speak my mind. I don't give a rip. I think the game needs more of this. The game is boring right now between me and you and whoever's listening. The game is boring. It's strikeouts, walks, and home solo homers, two-run, three-run homers. It's just a boring game. And you know what the problem is? It's because the other stuff, like you just said, the hitting and run, the walks, the hit the ball to the other, you know, to the opposite field with a guy at second base, less than two outs, get him over, get him on, get him over, get him in. The action of the game that kept it very three pitches or less, get the guys out in three pitches or less, you know, no walks, no, who cares about strikeouts like Bull Durham, you know, whatever, Crash Davis. Be more democratic, you know, don't strike everybody out. Those type of elements of the game, I wouldn't say devalued, but they're not, you don't get compensated for that stuff. So the players, essentially, hey, what am I going to get paid for? Homers, strikeouts, those type of things. So everybody's going and reaching for that, and it's turned the game into kind of a boring game, really, to be honest with you. And that action is what people loved about baseball, is because you could score 15 different ways, whereas now, look at the stats. I think I saw one a couple of days ago, 60% or something, 70% of the runs scored in the World Series were via the home run.
The entire postseason, they're over 70% of their runs scored by the home run.
And don't get me wrong, I love the homer too, but what changed that game last night, which nobody really, really talk about, unless you're a smart guy like Willie Donning, is that stolen base, you know? Is the stolen base. It just changed everything. And if that was valued more, I think it'd be a much more exciting game and product, and people would kind of get back into it a little bit.
Can I follow up on that
Sure.
real quick? Is that why you see, you know, one thing that drove me crazy watching the Dodgers and the Braves? The Braves would get guys on base and then, you know, with one or no outs, and then they couldn't bring them home.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the mental aspect of what you're talking about, of guys go up to the plate and they're like, oh, I got to hit it out. That's how I have to do this. It's not, you know, you see small ball kind of go away.
Right. And that is because you are being paid for OPS, on base plus slugging. They don't even put in the big leagues. I couldn't believe it this year. They don't even put your average up on the board anymore. They just put OPS and on base percentage plus slugging percentage. Most people with a 340 to 370, 380 on base, that's really good. The separator is the slugging. Slugging is, people think just homers, is just doubles, triples, homers, and even a single gets you 1,000 slug. So it's not necessarily hit out, but like, I want to be a slugger. That's kind of the thing that's going on right now. Hey, just slug the ball, slug it. So go for the homer. If you miss, you have a double. And I was watching that game too, Braves and Braves and Marlins, actually, and they got guys on second base with no outs, and they're swinging for the fences. But it's just because it's not valued. If people were paid to do those type of team fundamentals, they would do it in a heartbeat, but they're just not paid for it anymore. They're paid for other stuff, so I'm going to run after the stuff that gets me paid.
Yeah, and it's because I grew up, you know, as a Braves fan, so a National League fan, and, you know, watching small ball is – that's what I like. I like seeing just a base hit. The home runs, of course, you'll take that, but just the fundamentals of the game. So speaking of some of the different things that changed this year, do you think that the runner on second and extra innings, the DH across the board, do you see that stuff staying put and not going away?
I'll tell you, I could see the runner at second. I could see that staying. I was... You know, initially being of an older mindset, I was very hesitant towards thinking, I don't really know how I feel about this. But at the end of the day, one thing that does kill you is in the big leagues, over 162 is that 14-inning game, that 16-inning game, and you have to crush the bullpen. And quite honestly, the people it messes up the most are the kids in the bullpens of these teams that have options that may pitch 2, 3, 4 innings and extra innings, do an unbelievable job. And because the game went 14, 15 innings, they find themselves on the bus headed to AAA because they got options and they have to bus in fresh arms. So for me personally, when I started thinking about that, a lot of these games were ending 1 and 2 innings into extras. And if it saves a guy a job and having to not go down to AAA after doing a phenomenal job and possibly an extra inning game, that to me is worth it. And it just kind of speeds it up. I do appreciate that. The DH, great question. I like catching and trying to get a hitter out much more than a four-hole DH type like a Nelson Cruz. I'd much rather get a hitter out, but I do feel like it's adapted pretty well, and I think people like it, and they like the action that extra hitter can bring into a lineup.
I had one more about just kind of the setup this year. The, you know, you watching the transaction wire, so-and-so sent to the alternate site. What was the alternate site like? Were there simulated games? I mean, because you didn't have the minor leagues this year like we're used to having, and I know that, you know, they could look different moving forward, but what was that whole setup like for the teams?
So we actually played in Buffalo this year. We weren't allowed to play in Canada. That was a whole nother issue to begin with. They did an amazing job. Buffalo was incredible. They did a great job. But our alternate site was in Rochester. They had basically just enough for two teams, and they would have workouts. They would basically go through a normal day, workouts, batting practice, simulated games. Something wouldn't necessarily be nine innings. They just because they'd have to have certain pitchers pitching on certain days rest, so that if they had a need in the big leagues, they weren't throwing everybody in terms of maneuverability. They had to do that. Sometimes it would be three innings. Sometimes it'd be five innings. Hitters would go take your live cage sessions, take your ground balls. It was basically a like a spring training game, except you were inter-squatting with your own team. Fortunately, the Jays let me hang out in the big leagues all year, so I never had to go there. I was able to, without being on the, quote, active roster for the entire year, I was able, as a taxi squad player for most of the year, able to stay in the big leagues with them. So guys would tell me about how it was. They said it was great, but at the end of the day, there's no AAA, and you could tell that guys had been very comfortable hitting off their own teammates versus other pitchers when they got up to the big leagues.
Yeah, good stuff. Quickly, how do you see this playing out the rest of the way? Is this the Dodgers to lose?
You know, I think it is, to be honest with you, because in my heart, I really want them to win. I don't want the Rays to win. If you have two teams with very similar philosophies in terms of how they use analytics, I personally want the team with, you know, the $240 million payroll winning it, just to be honest with you. But they're stacked. They're deep. Boy, the Rays are deep, but I think it's their year.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, great to talk to you. Glad you're back home, and I'm sure we'll chat with you soon.
You got it. Thank you so much, fellas.
Thank you, Caleb. That is Caleb Joseph, Blue Jays catcher and Nashvillian, and always good to talk to him. Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. Back to wrap up the second hour next.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.